This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
The ulama, rahimahumullah, they put two conditions for an accepted righteous good deed. Whether not every righteous good deed is accepted, it needs to have these two conditions. The first one of them, as the ulama, rahimahumullah, as Allah Azza wa Jal says in the Quran, when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says in the hadith, is al-ikhlas, sincerity. That the good deed you're doing is supposed to be sincerely for Allah Azza wa Jal. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, as in the hadith of Abu Hurairah, says that Allah Azza wa Jal said, أَنَا أَغْنَى الشُّرَكَاءِ عَنِ الشِّرْكِ مَنْ عَمِلَ عَمَلًا أَشْرَكَ مَعِي غَيْرُهُ تَرَكْتُهُ وَشِرْكَ. Allah Azza wa Jal, He says, I am one. Yani I am so self-sufficient that I don't need any partners. If anyone does anything for someone else's sake as well as my sake, then his action will be rejected and renounced by me to the one who he associated with me. Hadith, hadith, that is the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the hadith. Yani, subhanAllah, if you seek knowledge for other than Allah, you do your salat for other than Allah, you did your hajj for other than Allah, all of it, Allah Azza wa Jal would reject that worship and He would send it to the one who you ascribed it for, or the one who you did it for, the sake of His. Yani, what we learn from this when we say sincerity, one needs to hide his deed as best as he can. As Salaf rahimahumullah used to pray at night 20 years and his wife never knew about it. He used to cry on the same pillow and on the same bed he shares with his wife and she never knew about it. The Salaf rahimahumullah. Yani they used to fast years and years and the family wouldn't know about his fasting and the place he's going to wouldn't know about his fasting. Subhanallah. And no one would ever know about it. And when he's coming back home, they would wash their face and sort of make it bright like, yani there's no exhaustion on the face. Otherwise, maybe there are signs that he's fasting. He doesn't even want the people to think maybe he's fasting. So they'd wash their face and brighten themselves and, yani, you know, full strength and go back into the house so no one can, yani, assume he was fasting. Hada, this is an ikhlas. You subhanAllah. Or, yani, look at this, the story of Ali ibn al-Husayn, Zayn al-Abidin, rahimahullah. He's a story, an incredible story. He used to carry the sadaqah and he used to carry the food in al-Madinah. And he used to wait for nighttime and he used to carry it on his back and he used to leave his house. He didn't send his slave boy. Now we're speaking about Ali ibn al-Husayn, Zayn al-Abidin, rahimahullah. We're not speaking about someone, anyone. He would go by himself, he wouldn't even sell his slave boy. And he'd go with the sadaqat and the food on his shoulder. And he'll reach the houses of the poor and the widow and the divorced woman and the weak and the oppressed. And he would put food in front of their house and he'd run away. And they'd wake up the next morning and they'd see the food. Years and years, and they have no idea who put this food. The day Ali ibn Husayn radiallahu anhu dies, as they're washing his body, they find marks on his shoulder. They find a black mark on his shoulder. And they realized that is the sadaqah that he used to carry years and years on his shoulder. No one knew about it except when they washed him. And so when he died, the day after, the poor and the people in the city, they came out, there's no food in front of the house. So they definitely knew it was him, radiallahu anhu. You see, لشوف الإخلاص, that he hid his hasan. He hid his hasan. نحن subhanAllah today, and what do we have? We have people that said, يعني, he's planned to memorize the Quran. He hasn't memorized the deen and he's already at advertising that inshallah at the end of the year he should be finished. People haven't went hajj and he's advertising from now. Ya Allah, please brothers, forgive me, I'm going to hajj. Wait, go to hajj first. Subhanallah. The deed hasn't even been done yet and it's already public to everyone. You know, subhanAllah. I'll be going bi'idhnillahi ta'ala to this country and I'm helping this and helping that. Hasn't even gone yet. And he's public and he's announcing his hasana. What is this? Salaf rahimahumullah, this is one of the conditions. They used to be scared that maybe this deed isn't accepted. And when someone does a sadaqah or when someone does good, now it has to, you know, has to be public and live and broadcasted and watch and look and see what I'm doing. Subhanallah, Wallah Azza wa Jal, in the same ayah of sadaqah, what does he say? He says, لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرْ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ. And then he says, وَمَا تُنْفِقُوا مِنْ خَيْرٍ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ بِهِ عَلِيمٌ. Whatever you give a food, Allah knows about it. Khalas, enough, Allah knows about it. Why does the whole world need to know about it? Keep it for yourself. Yani the first people that are judged on the Day of Judgment for their insincerity is al-alim, the scholar. And what he did with his knowledge, apparently, he says it was for the sake of Allah. Allah exposes him, he says it wasn't. It was for the people. So they can say, Masha'Allah, while voicing the Quran or this lesson or mashallah, right? And then the second person in line is the one who gave the sadaqah. So that the people can say, mashallah, Allah, this brother, Allah, he gave this and this, that. You should have seen what he gave on that night. And he did it for that sake. And the mujahid, the one who went to fight fi sabilillah, and he just did it so the people can say, oh, look at what an animal, what a lion he was. And he did it for that sake. That's between him and Allah Azza wa Jal. These are the first people in Jahannam. And if that's the beginning of the day of judgment, the sincerity is being tested. What's left for the day after? What's going to happen at the end of that day of Al-Hisab? The matter is very serious. This is why one of the greatest and the first condition of an accepted deed is sincerity. Hide the good deeds as best as you can. Yani come across the people as though that you got nothing of the good deeds. Then between you and yourself, work it out between you and yourself, how you're going to always recheck that sincerity of yours. And this, yani, not to get it wrong, between those yani, who do something publicly to encourage others. That's a different thing altogether. That is also considered bi'ithnillah sincere. Allah Azza wa Jal, He encourages us to give a sadaqah, yani, in other words, to do the good deed, sirran wa alaniyatan. He said sirran first, privately, and then He said alaniyatan, outwardly exposed, but in the intention to encourage others to get on board and do the same thing. For this goes back between him and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.